This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. Last week, I was doing a radio interview, and the question came up as to why hydroponically grown tomatoes taste so bland. Honestly, I wasn't sure. So, here's my Garden Bite for Steve. You know who you are. I had to do a little digging and found a couple of possible explanations, though these are not science-based, but rather hypotheses. First, hydroponic environments are often warm and humid, just the kind of conditions tomatoes like. They produce lots of big, juicy tomatoes, which means more water and cellulose and less flavor per bite. There is a saying, apparently, that if you treat tomatoes bad, they'll taste better. I'm not so sure about that. But perhaps it's the fact that they're grown with no soil at all. While they add nutrients that are typical in soil and what tomatoes need, there's something that's not likely produced as it would be in soil. That's my unscientific but hopefully practical opinion. Of course, there's nothing better than homegrown tomatoes. I've never tasted a tomato that was better than my own garden or a friend's garden or the neighbor's garden. Oops, don't tell them. Hydroponics is really popular right now, but it's not for your average gardener. It's a form of gardening that grows plants in a solution of water and nutrients. Important factors to consider include how much space you have, what you want to grow, cost, and the amount of time you have to spend maintaining the system. I'll have much more on hydroponics and how to do it on my website, gardenbite.com. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. Success starts in the soil, and there's no better blends than Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Mixes. From 100% composted manure to professional planting mixes, their Supreme Gardener's Mix to their container blends, you'll find the right mix for your garden with Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.